This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several days of being pounded and poured on by Hurricane Dorian, taking a devastating toll on the Bahamas. More than a half dozen people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister says that number may still rise. The storm currently lashing the east coast of Florida, and it could still make landfall, perhaps in the Carolinas, in another day or two. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says they're ready.
We've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by for any impacts from the storm along that coastline.
He spoke on Fox News. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn the extradition bill that sparked 3 months of protests. Lam announced the withdrawal in a video statement. The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local-alerts.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to bring any bills concerning guns to the Senate floor if President Trump would only be vetoing them anyway. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Majority Leader says he's essentially waiting on the President. He says he expects an answer next week about what the President supports before he agrees to bring a bill before the full Senate for a vote. House Democrats passed a background check bill several months ago and are expected to vote on additional bills next week. The Senate is scheduled to return to Washington September 9th.
Federal investigators say they're 100% confident they'll figure out why a California diving boat caught fire early Monday, killing dozens of people. Yesterday, NTSB members said that the agency has 16 investigators on site, and they're interviewing surviving crew members, companies involved in the boat charter, and first responders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judge is blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. We now know how the suspect in this past weekend's West Texas shooting spree purchased his gun. CNN reports the 36-year-old Seth Ater purchased the AR-15-style rifle in a private sale, which didn't require a background check. At one point in 2014, Ater reportedly tried to buy a gun, but he failed the background check back then. He was fired from his job last Saturday. Police believe he'd been in a downward spiral for a while, though. Seven people were killed. Over two dozen others were wounded in those shootings. And CVS is rolling out new efforts to reduce youth vaping. The company now partnered with healthcare company Aetna says removing tobacco products from its shelves was just the beginning. They're now pledging over $50 million over the course of 5 years towards educational materials and tools to prevent tobacco and e-cigarette use. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Hope you're having a great day. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston is with us. Yes, the best-selling author, media analyst, and legal analyst as well, and professor. And we're talking Kanye West, huh, James?
Yes, sir. Kanye West, which we could call the Right Reverend Kanye.
The most righteous reverend. Yes, exactly. I mean,
the most righteous reverend. And, yeah, the fact is, well, what triggered this is that, you know, of course, you know, Kanye West is married to Kim Kardashian, and so he's going to be dropping a new album. So to promote it, Kim Kardashian used her Instagram account and posted a photo. And the photo showed this sort of song list and a title and a notebook with some sketches in it. And it appears, and a date on the bottom. And it's very easy for Kim Kardashian's tens of millions of followers to come to the conclusion that what's happening is that Kanye West is dropping this new album. Mm-hmm. But at the top of the page is the album title. The title is Jesus is King. Mm-hmm. And the titles of the songs are all of these religious themes, Christian themes songs. One of the titles, for example, is Baptized. Mm-hmm. Another song title is Sunday. Another one is Sweet Jesus. So essentially what it shows is that Kanye West is about to drop a Christian album. This isn't, for people that are following him, it's not surprising in the sense, you know, he's the ever-shifting Kanye West. Mm-hmm. He shocked people by hugging President Trump in public. You can't do that. But he's flirted with these Christian themes and Christian ideas for a long time. And people who are Christian were wondering, you know, how can you do that? He uses the name Yeezus and nickname. He uses profanity. He can't really be Christian.
Right.
But apparently what's happened is that he has told colleagues that he had a, quote, born-again experience. And it actually happened a few years ago when he was hospitalized and he had to cancel his tour. And he was asked by Forbes magazine even, how did you get through that? And he said he got through that through radical obedience to Jesus Christ. So, and then to add to that, this year he started up something he calls Sunday service meetings. Mm-hmm. And it started out as these gatherings for his family and his friends to basically get together and pray and fellowship and sing Christian-themed music. But what's happened is it's gotten to look and sound more and more like church services, mm-hmm. even to the point where they brought in the guy who conducted their wedding, a pastor named Rich Wilkerson, to preach a sermon. And he said on, you know, every once in a while Kanye's on that, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because, and he said that he really loves doing this, and he's not, quote, letting a Sunday go by without making this, meaning the Sunday services. So it sure, you know, appears to be real. I mean, there's been signs. You know, Kim Kardashian's dad was a lawyer, was involved in the OJ case, Robert Kardashian. Mm-hmm. He was he's an Armenian.
Right, Armenian Christian, Armenian. Right. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And the couple, when their first baby, North, was going to be baptized, they traveled to Jerusalem to have baby Northwest, baptized in the Armenian tradition at a place called the Cathedral of St. James. So there's been these signs, and the Kardashian family talks about their religious awakening. So, the hope is, my hope is, that Kanye West, who admittedly might be the most influential pop star of our time, that if he's going to basically drop a Christian album and in essence lead up a church, he may be the rap minister of the gospel, and that'd be a pretty cool thing. And so the world could be blessed by the new Kanye West.
Well, amen. Well, the thing is that not too much different than a guy named Elvis Presley, right? And his love for gospel music. I've got a gospel CD of Elvis singing gospel music. I mean, many times after each concert, they'd be up, I'm told, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, singing gospel music just for fun, and and I think for spiritual encouragement and and everything else rolled into one, and people find Jesus and comfort and direction and purpose in their lives. That's ultimately, I believe, where it comes from. And Kanye, I mean, he's the example of all his people of faith, and that is that nobody claims perfection here. We with abandonment hold on to forgiveness and try to walk that out, and also walk out our lives on a purpose that is determined by God, and that's that's the most important thing. And for Kanye, hopefully, and perfectly, this is what has happened with him and his family. But as you say, there's been indication along the way, and that's what it is with people of faith. I mean, when you get to know them, you start seeing this transformation that takes place, and you're excited because of what it does for them individually, and that's what you applaud. What kind of impact that has on him as a person, his family, and boy, the people that he influences. I mean, what is this going to do, James? I mean, could this possibly, at a time that we really need to, as I've had this conversation with many people, they say, "Oh, we need revival." I said, "Yeah, but before you get revival, you need repentance. Where people have to see, the error of their ways, and this is what Kanye West seems to have shared with us, is that look at he just discovered that he couldn't do this on his own,
No, that's right. No, and I'm a believer, and so as a believer who has seen miracles in people's lives, I want the gospel shared. Mm-hmm. And the idea that Kanye West is getting into really is sharing that is really quite exciting.
Well, it's a God thing. It's a God thing, James, because, you know,
of course
you could do that on your own like that, that you would be able to impact, you know, somebody with such influence. I mean, who else could do that but God with Kanye West?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, God chooses people and changes their lives. You know, Nicki Minaj is another, she's a female rapper. You call her a colleague of Kanye. And she was on one of these podcasts that Apple Music has talking about different things. And she had on another guy, Chance the Rapper, who's from Chicago, who's also experienced.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, and James Hurston continues with us. James, sorry, we went to a hard break here. We had to go to commercials. You know how that works. But anyway, you were telling a story about an atheist coming to you and you having a conversation to say, look, explain your position, what you believe in and why.
No, I think one of the key things, you know, there's lots of reasons in my mind why atheism is illogical. It actually doesn't make sense that everything that we know came from nothing. Mm-hmm. So, but besides from that, I'm involved in worship music and ministries, and I've seen miracles when somebody is able to overcome addictions, and there's so many addictions.
Yes.
It's an absolute miracle. And there are ministries out there that are Christ-based where those miracles have occurred, but I haven't heard of anybody solving those problems, and I've challenged atheists. Bring along an atheist and tell me how atheism has helped you conquer addiction. Mm-hmm. Of course, it doesn't. I mean, because if you stop and really think logically about atheism, it's a lonely, empty, cold concept, because it means that the entire universe as we know it is just matter in motion. And all we are biochemical computers with no free will.
Exactly.
And that it all happened accidentally and has no purpose. And we yearn for purpose and live for purpose. And I think, bring it full circle, that's what now Kanye is discovering, is this incredible, powerful purpose for everything that's happened to him, all the blessings that's come to him in his life and given him this pedestal and this ability to communicate in the way he does. Mm-hmm. And now he's coming out with this. I'm very excited. There's a guy named Lecrae, who's a Christian artist who does hip-hop, mm-hmm. who's brought a lot of people tremendous blessing. And I'm sure he's influenced Kanye West to a great extent, but he doesn't have nearly the reach that Kanye has. And the combination of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, I've already seen what they can accomplish because they lobbied with President Trump for prison reform and got it through.
Exactly.
So there are things that there are very positive things that they can do with this. I'm excited and hopeful about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, James. I think, you know, for Kanye, his family, and for those in his circle of influence, what this could mean, I mean, especially in a time and space in this culture where woke, I was talking with somebody else, and they said, it was Al Parada from The Stream. He says, Bill, you know, everybody's talking about white supremacy. He says, it's not necessarily white supremacy is the threat. It's the woke supremacist. You know, this whole culture right now that is out there, this woke idea of invalidation that, look, at if you're black, you better bring your black language, and if you're white, you know, whatever color you are, brown, you better be speaking brown, you know, brown language, whatever that means. I mean, it's like all of a sudden you got to be in lockstep with these people that are giving up any kind of sense of spirituality and true religion for this modern day woke religion, which is very exclusive, as opposed to the religion and the God that you and I serve, which is most inclusive.
Exactly. It's actually the opposite of what they portray it as, and what you're calling the woke religion is very much against religious expression, very much against free expression, and it is for example, allowing babies to be killed in some cases after they're born.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hostile to religion, which teaches that life is sacred, and they're particularly hostile to Christianity, which views life that way. I agree with that. I think woke supremacy is what it's all about, because on college campuses today, they're basically silencing speech they don't agree with, and that's being echoed in Silicon Valley with tech companies and the mainstream media as well, much of it.
Mm-hmm.
and we see, essentially a hostility to fundamental principles that built this nation that freedom depends on.
Exactly.
And so the woke religion is an evil religion, and it's a religion that is distinctly anti-American values, anti-American principles, and most importantly, against American liberty and freedom.
How are you going to stand up against this insidious movement that is taking place, as you say, on college campuses today? And don't think that it's not coming. I mean, you see already what's going on in Congress with these four, female Democrats of the modern day apocalypse. How do you stand and take a stand against that if you really aren't connected to a higher being, James?
Well, I think, Red State America takes the stand not necessarily by being vocal and being vociferous, because they're too busy working, earning a living, taking care of their families. But the important thing is that each of us speak on Election Day, that we get out the vote, and we say absolutely no to the notion of abolishing ICE, of opening borders, the idea of cross-dressers in outlandish garb reading stories to preschoolers, the idea of 12 different bathrooms that are mandated, of having urban streets full of filth and disease, and at the same time, a war against plastic straws, that it turns out that China throws, the most percentage into the ocean, and that abolishing plastic straws in the United States hardly does anything. And it's on and on. I mean, we can keep naming.
Well, the biggest thing is socialism. I mean, on top of this, I mean, their cry for socialism right now, which Donald Trump had to put a stop to and announced that socialism is never going to happen in the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, socialism is profoundly evil. It disregards the idea of private property and encourages jealousy, class jealousy, and that's what it's all about. And it also encourages people to want things without working for them,
right?
Which it seems to be Bernie Sanders' entire approach. He wants, to give illegal every person that comes into this country illegally a condominium and a car and a big screen TV. I mean, but as long as they vote for him.
Right, of course.
And that seems to be what now the vast majority of Democrats are embracing. It really, we used to see these science fiction concepts 20 years ago of dystopian civilizations that acted the way the people that are running for president of the Democrat Party act. We're living in a dystopian fever dream right now, and people are going to speak. I really believe that there will be a record turnout for people that are absolutely disgusted, turned off, and are going to react very strongly to the rhetoric of, the squad, Ocasio-Cortez, and the candidates that are running for president, simply because it flies in the face of everything that they instinctively know that is what makes America exceptional.
Well, if the Democratic Party somehow survives this, James, I will be shocked. Because where they're headed straight for an abyss, and their future looks rather bleak from my perspective. And we'll find out after election night 2020, after all the cheating and ballot harvesting and everything else, we'll see if the Democrats have a future. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of people along the southeast coast from Florida up to the Carolinas have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas ahead of now Category 2 Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says people need to take these evacuation orders seriously.
One of the things I've been saying is that complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott speaking there to Fox News. The National Hurricane Center still warning of life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds across the coasts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas over the next few days. Hong Kong's leader announcing the formal withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Back with us, been a long time coming. We reconnected while I was in Hawaii, and good to have Jason Jones back on with us. Been too long, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Aloha, Bill. And it's great to be on your show. I'm doing well.
Hey, doing terrific. Jason's a contributor to the stream as well as a film producer, author, activist, and human rights actor. And Jason, I want to talk about your recent column at thestream.org. Dear leftists, don't start a civil war you can't finish, huh?
Yeah, well, I thought this column would get me depersoned from all social media simply because I simply responded to Obama whisperer Dave Axelrod's absurd tweet where he basically dog-whistled violence and civil war if the president, President Trump, tried to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court. And I couldn't believe that you could. We're so used to the left saying crazy things that David Axelrod made this tweet and no one even noticed.
Exactly. Well, you got to know their heads are going to explode, especially as we get close to the final year of his first term. And then we start having visions of Merrick Garland all over again. And, of course, what we went through, especially with the Kavanaugh hearings, as, you know, again, deeply reported on by Kerry Severino and Molly Hemingway, which is an outstanding book, Justice on Trial. And it's amazing that Kavanaugh remains on trial, but Blasley Ford was able to kind of drop a bomb and exit stage left. And, you know, there's no... There's really no finalization to what she said because you can come in and turn everything upside down and not really be cross-examined or challenged. And the senators overall, I mean, by a slim majority, didn't believe her story and didn't believe it was credible enough to disqualify Justice Kavanaugh.
No, yeah, this next nominee, I pray, was, you know, immaculately conceived and has no sins in their past, because they're going to dig around, and if they can't find anything, like with Kavanaugh, they're going to make stuff up. And pray God that Kavanaugh was such a strange young man that he kept detailed records of his life from the eighth grade on.
Like, I mean,
that's the grace of God right there. I don't know how many eighth graders keep detailed calendars.
I remember having a bit of a journal, but nothing to the degree that Kavanaugh did. I mean, keeping calendars. Oh, yeah, by the way, here's these. I mean, wow, that was amazing. And like you said, by the grace of God, it really demonstrated and exposed the left. But this has been the season, Jason, as you and I have discussed before, is Donald Trump has been, you know, quite an agent for exposure. And he's exposing the corruption all the way around. But I'll tell you, for all that we went through with Kavanaugh, you got to know if something happens with, you know, there's consideration that RBG might reluctantly have to take an early exit. And if that happens and Trump gets a chance to nominate another Supreme Court justice, God only knows what we're going to have to experience for the next nominee.
No, and right. And the purpose of my article was for conservatives to understand we need to double down, not give an inch, that we are going to, you know, the president will nominate someone and we're going to fight for that nominee because, and there are conservatives and libertarians out there that just, they don't, when they hear the word abortion, they just wish that it didn't exist. But you know what? It does exist. And it is a brutal attack on the founding principle of this country. So it's, you know, when you have 93% of Democrats who support protecting a child that's born alive that survives an abortion, when you have 67% of Democrats in a Marist poll support banning partial birth abortion, yet you have an establishment and you have a Democrat Party that fights for the most extreme positions on abortion, you have to ask yourself what they're thinking. This is a battle we will win. We've won with the American people. I don't know if you saw this. Dave Chappelle is the you know, the world.
I did see this, yeah.
Because, you know, Dave Chappelle, these artists came out and signed a petition saying that, you know, that they oppose pro-life legislation. Yet when you listen to the words of their songs and they sing about their abortions, or when comedians like Dave Chappelle do skits on abortion, the truth comes out. Abortion is brutal. It is destructive to women. And Dave Chappelle, as he says in his latest special, that we're wrong on abortion. America's been wrong on abortion. Mm-hmm. That's the point. And so, yeah, we need to be prepared. But, you know, I really believe that there have been three brutal denials of the founding principle of our country: slavery, segregation, and abortion, because they deny the truth that every human person is endowed by God with inalienable rights, and that governments exist to protect the person from violence. And so abortion, at the very heart of it, is a denial of our founding principle. Our republic will not survive another 40 years of Roe v. Wade. We couldn't have lasted much longer with the slavery regime or with segregation. Why? Because it undermined the very foundation of our republic, that Declaration principle. And that's what Abraham Lincoln said is the golden apple. He said our Constitution, it's a frame, but the work of art is the principle that every human being has inalienable rights. So we're the only country that's been founded on an anthropology. We're the only country that's been founded on a vision of the human person, not on the identity of a tribe or a class, but on this idea that every human being has beauty and worth. abortion denies that, this next Supreme Court battle is going to be over the nature and dignity of the human person, the nature of our form of government. And so, you know, but I think that there's, that David Axelrod and his gang, they have more bark than bite. And when they see that we as conservatives aren't going to buckle, they're not going to fight. The problem is too many blue check conservatives are willing to try to buckle, and at the first chance they get, turn on our president.
Well, David Axelrod and most of them are a bunch of cowards anyway, because who are they relying on to do their bidding? They're not out there in the street with Antifa. You know, they send out Antifa. They send these warriors, you know, these wannabe warriors out there. And they're about ready to meet their match, I believe, if not just on the basis of ideas. Because just like abortion, Jason, as you and I discussed, a while ago, you know, this is an organic movement right now. Women experientially, after Roe v. Wade since 1973, have realized the hard fact that it is not just a bunch of excess nebulous skin tissue that doesn't matter, that there is life tied to that, and that life is directly tied to God. And the reason that we are experiencing the things that we're experiencing today, the dismemberment of our, you know, of our family units, grounding principles, foundational moral principles, the reason that they're eroding is because we've turned our back as a nation on God. We've been blessed by God from day one to come up with this idea. Our founding fathers realized it. They were in awe because they realized they weren't that smart, you know, collectively, to come up with something so brilliant. And all they could do, even Benjamin Franklin, who was noted to be, if you want to say, the least religious of all the founding fathers, had to agree that this was more than magnificent.
No, when you read the Federalist Papers, why every eighth grader, ninth grader, tenth grader in America should own a copy of the Federalist Papers? When you read the letters and the founding documents and the prayers, you can see just this overwhelming grace from God. You know, but that is the one thing the founding fathers, I think, got wrong. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Really, it's not a self-evident truth. It was a truth that the West discovered through Christian revelation, through the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And for, you know, two millennia, or, you know, for 1700 years by the time of the founding era,
Jason, excuse me, we got to hit a pause button real quick. We got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out
a loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Jason Jones continues with us, senior commentary writer for the stream. You can go to stream.org for all the details. Jason, as you were saying before, and I want you to pick up, because we had to go to hard break there, on your statement, regarding our founding fathers, and that, maybe, and it's interesting to hear your point here, that quite possibly there was either a lack of revelation or maybe a lack of conviction. And your point's interesting, so I want to hear it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the one thing that our founding fathers didn't understand, because they were immersed in Western civilization, Christian culture, this idea that the dignity of the human person is self-evident. Well, no doubt to us in Christian culture, the inviolable beauty and dignity of the human person is self-evident. But the reason why we have the gospel, the good news, it was good news to people that didn't understand the dignity of the human person. And so our idea, our vision, the way we see the human person was informed by Christian revelation, by this idea that God became man, that man was made in God's image. And but that's something that all of us in the West, from the left to the right, I think we still do hold on to. I was an Ayn Rand atheist objectivist, until my late 20s, which is embarrassing to say. But I remember as I was grappling with trying to understand the source of what Ayn Rand, this atheist philosopher, said, right, the self-evident axiomatic dignity of the human person, I came to see that what Ayn Rand missed growing up in Russia and the United States was that her vision of the human person, although she was an atheist and Jewish, was informed by Christian revelation. And so it was Christian anthropology that she was celebrating in all of her writing. But this is why we've come to crunch time on the abortion issue. It is, you know, either the abortion regime will fall in the next decade or so, or our republic will fall. And so this next Supreme Court struggle, this battle, is really the battle before the fall. Is it before the fall of Roe, or is it before the fall of our republic? Because you cannot have our nation state cannot rest on this idea, you know, on this anthropology of the incomparable dignity of the human person. Well, you know, there are millions of abortions every year. We could have continued much longer with slavery because we're denying our very foundation.
Yeah, for that exact same reason.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and you
exactly.
know, it's always really revolved around the African American. If you think about this, slavery and segregation denied was a brutal denial of the dignity of the African American, that they weren't persons. Then Planned Parenthood, which was a racist eugenist campaign, you know, that came out of this gross sort of Darwinian idea in the early 19th century, the late 19th century and early 20th century, this racist eugenics. And then the Supreme Court reaches into the 14th Amendment, the amendment that recognized that slaves were citizens, that they were persons. They reached into the 14th Amendment to find a right to abortion, which is unbelievable. It's so
disgusting. Is that amazing? Yeah,
it's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've never really, I always try to remind that to people. I'm like, I never thought of that. But
exactly.
And so I can't help but think it was a court that was packed with eugenicists that they were winking, that it was a wink.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's, you know, and then now that we have, you know, 80% of Planned Parenthood are in African American communities. So it's really
right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how many African Americans have been aborted, as best we can tell? What, about 40%? Hispanics, 25%? I mean, the minorities have been targeted here, and those numbers, you know, as best we can tell, you've got to say, are mostly undeniable. I mean, they're right there in your face, and this is a case, you know, perfect case in point here.
Yeah, you know, that's right. So every generation of Americans has their battle. Our grandparents, my grandfather was at Normandy, and my other grandfather fought across the Pacific. But every generation of Americans has its battle. Ours is much more subtle. It's this, we need to work through our political processes. We need to work. I make movies like Bella and Crescendo is to work through the culture to celebrate this vision of the human person. And so for someone like David Axelrod to tweet out that this will rip America apart if those of us, most of Americans, the vast majority of Americans believe in restrictions on abortions, that we have no right to work through this beautiful process to affect change. You know, we recognize abortion is the destruction of an innocent human person, but we don't deny our Constitution. We don't deny the processes that have been given to us, the beautiful blessings of liberty. We've worked through them with patience and diligence for over 40 years. But now David Axelrod is going to tell us, yeah, no, you don't have a voice. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, you know, and going back to what you were mentioning earlier in terms of the targeting of blacks, I mean, keep in mind that almost the crowning element of all this was the election of a black president. Kind of amazing when you think of it in its totality, isn't it?
You know, it really is amazing. And then when you look back at the sorrowful truth about President Obama, that the one issue that he seemed to have the strongest convictions on was abortion, even going back to his, like, what was this man's obsession, fascination with abortion, even in the most extreme moments? I mean, I think he, you know, they saw him as the anointed one when he was in Illinois in the state Senate working to block efforts to protect children that were born alive. And it wasn't until Obama was elected to the United States Senate that in Illinois they were able to get the Born Alive Protection Act through the Senate to the governor's desk and banned. So here you had the first black president who, you know, was raised in my home state of Hawaii, went to the most prestigious prep school on the islands of Oahu, Punahou. But it was this man who, you know, was carrying Margaret Sanger's agenda right into the White House.
Amazing.
In a way,
amazing.
Bill Clinton
didn't. Well, as we come down to the last 3 minutes, I did want to get your insider comment on Alyssa Milano's statement when she said, and it's out there, I mean, this has really been a shock. She boldly declares, "My life would lack its great joys if I hadn't aborted two children."
It's interesting she called them children. It's unbelievable. You know, I became a father at 18, and I had my son at 18, my daughter at 19, and I often look at my life and the trajectory that I was taking as a young man, the wild, broken young man, and I know that my life would have no joy if not for my children. I think she doesn't know what right. joy is. As somebody who works in the entertainment industry, and I work around the biggest celebrities, unfortunately, so many of them are trapped in this bubble, this cave, this dark cave. That I don't think she knows what joy is. I think random, disconnected pleasure she may mistake for joy. And I think she's probably a very, very sad person. And that's the reality of it all, that at least in ancient times, when they sacrificed their children to Baal, they knew they were sacrificing their children to the god of wealth and pleasure. She may not have her career success, which I don't think she's had much career success, really. But she would have had her career success and the wealth that she has. But you know, career success and wealth is not joy. That's not living a beautiful life. And as somebody who became a father at 18, and my mother had me when she was a teenager, when she was 16, I know that that's where joy is. That's where happiness is. I remember, Bill, when I was a young father, pushing my child in a stroller, coming to a family event, and certain relatives would look at me with sorrow in their eyes. And poor Jason, this teen father. And those same relatives now that are in my life, that are in their 50s and 60s, who never had children. You know, I remember as a young man thinking, one day I'm going to put it in their face, like when they don't have kids. But now, of course, I don't think that. But I see them at family parties and events, and I just pity them. And they've never had children. They've never known joy. And friend of mine is a celebrity and a famous actress, just had a kid. And she called me, and she said, "Jason, I have never known joy like this." This was her exact quote. "I've never known joy like this before. I felt like this is what I was made for." And if you think of Lauryn Hill's song, "To Zion," you know, number one African-American Grammy Award, female artist of all time, and her song, "To Zion," she wrote about her struggle, whether or not she was going to abort her child, and then she chose life. And what is her line? "I never knew love like this before. There is no joy like standing in Zion's door." And Zion is her baby boy.
Exactly.
So that's my response to Milano's quote about joy. She doesn't know what joy is.
Well, sadly, and maybe one day, by God's grace, she may discover really what joy is all about. That would be our prayer for her. Jason Jones on Bill Martinez Live. He is a senior editor and contributor, not senior editor, but I should say a senior contributor to The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information. Jason, as always, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Has your body ever...